Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from PUC examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Join 105.7 The Fan's Baltimore Baseball tonight before every weeknight home baseball game at Pickles Pub as we broadcast live. Enjoy their 32-ounce Orange Crush. And on select nights, pick up a free 105.7 The Fan and Sines & Kirk bucket hat, courtesy of Sines & Kirk Lawyers. YouHaveALawyer.com.
This is WJZ-FM, Catonsville, Baltimore's sports talk at 105.7 The Fan and always live on the free Odyssey app. From the OuchGuy.com sports desk, here's Joe LaCroix.
Sunday afternoon in the Bronx, the Yankees hand the O's another loss.
And they have lost their fourth straight as Alexander goes down swinging. A seven-run eighth puts it on ice for the Yankees, who win 11-3 and take the first three of this four-game series.
The final call from Kevin Brown on Madison. Blaze Alexander strikes out to end it, sealing Baltimore's 11-3 loss to the Yankees, their fourth straight defeat. This was a close one for most of the afternoon before a nightmare eighth inning that saw New York explode for seven runs, all of them charged to reliever Andrew Gittredge. But in yesterday's loss, the Birds did get a look into the future as the team's number three overall prospect, Trey Gibson, made his MLB debut. He tossed 4 2/3 of three-run ball with the only mistakes, home runs to Ben Rice and Aaron Judge. After the game, he earned a tip of the cap from his skipper, Greg Albernaz.
I was really encouraged with, looked like he wasn't fazed. He was attacking the strike zone. He had all his pitches going, a couple mistakes, but you know, for his first big league outing being in Yankee Stadium, I thought it was really encouraging for him, and hope he can build off that.
Tonight, the O's look to salvage the series against New York, and the fan will get you prepped for the finale with Baltimore Baseball Tonight, presented by Jerry's Home Services, beginning at 6 p.m., first pitch from Yankee Stadium just after 7. Your Monday forecast from the Bob Bell Automotive Weather Center. Partly cloudy skies and growing warmer, highs in the mid-70s. This Fan Flash is sponsored by Jerry's Home Services. Jerry's Home Services is the choice of Maryland homeowners with an impeccable industry reputation. Just ask Jerry's for a fast, free estimate by calling 410-766-6800 or visit jerrysiding.com. I'm Joe LaCroix, Ravens Terps, and your home for the most Orioles coverage. We are 105.7 The Fan.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
First pitch, breaking ball. Rice slugs it to right field, 1-0. There's your welcome to the big leagues moment. Not running again. Dominguez sends a fly ball to deep right field. It is gone. Another shot to the heart. There's a base hit in the center for Goldschmidt. After the double steal, it will score two. It is 9-3, and the Yankees have officially poured it on with five here in the eighth. And they have lost their fourth straight as Alexander goes down swinging. A seven-run eighth puts it on ice for the Yankees, who win 11-3 and take the first three of this four-game series.
Yeah, that was fun. Last Friday, when we were here, Vinny, after you had left, we were talking about the one word to describe the Orioles. That isn't inconsistent, because that's the word.
Right.
Nolan went with aggravating. I went with annoying, because when I'm watching an Oriole game, and yesterday fell into the category, well, the whole weekend, quite frankly, fell into the category of, when I watch them, I'm aggravated.
Frustrated would be mine.
Frustrating is another one. That's a good one, as a matter of fact. Because Max Fried was not good yesterday.
No.
He's really good, but yesterday not good. He was always blown on his hand, and he missed the catcher a couple of times. Almost, what's he hurt? He got a blister. And bases loaded, nobody out. They couldn't cash in. Jackson grounded into a double play. They did tie the game at 3-3, and then things went pear-shaped. But just what saw the lineup come out. And I'm like, are you trying? You got a rookie pitcher making his major league debut against the best team in the American League. Against the starting pitcher for them, Max Fried, who's one of the 10 best starting pitchers in baseball. Like you said, he didn't pitch like it yesterday. But he is. And you're like, Blaze Alexander hitting a buck 80. Weston Wilson. Where's Woodrow Wilson for all of this? No Gunner. And Gunner had a rough series
yes,
in New
he
York.
Did.
So did Adley. So did Jeremiah Jackson and a lot of people. But that lineup, Mayo's at first and Wilson's at third. And it just, it was a disaster. And Taylor Ward, I will say this. He started off the game with a great at-bat. He made Fried work. And then he walked, almost got picked off. But, man, he is not good in left field.
Both. Well, Bob, talk about your lineup. Look at the. If you're a rookie pitcher, how about that defense of lineup they got lined up
That's
there?
That's what I'm saying.
Jesus, criminy.
I'm assuming before, after the first half inning he got out of, end of the first, Addy walked up to him and said, look, our defense sucks. So he's giving your heads up. All right, just get ready for all of that. But Ward, I mean, the McMahon hits the fly ball to left, and it didn't look like he tracked it well, and it winds up landing on the warning track. And, you know, there was a similar at-bat, and Bellinger kind of just coasted back and played it. I like Ward for the most part, but, man, he's not good defensively. Weston Wilson, man, no Moss.
No Moss. Which play?
I mean, exactly. I mean, the degree of difficulty in the camera, well, but if he makes the play, you know, then it, whatever. But that team that Craig Albernez or Mike Elias or whomever put out on the field yesterday in support of a rookie pitcher was unacceptable. That team's not beating the 105.7 The Fan All-Stars in a slow-pitch softball game. And it was frustrating. Pete Alonso had a good series.
Yes, he did.
In New York.
Defensively, too.
Yeah. And he's been strong. He had an E on Saturday. But it is what it is. They're the Orioles. They're one of the worst defensive teams in baseball. And it's no longer just the outfield defense. It's the defense in general. Gunner and Jackson had the miscombobulation there at second base on Saturday. This was an absolute, and it's not even over yet, by the way. Because they play the Yankees tonight. Shane Boz got pushed back to tonight. Coming off his first win. And inch-for-inch, pound-for-pound stuff-wise, he matches Cam Schlittler. Results-wise, he does not. Cam Schlittler's 4-1. He's one of the top young pitchers in baseball. Nolan's favorite Yankee, of course. But since they won that game one of the doubleheader Thursday, where they hit two grand slams, they've lost four in a row. They've lost by five runs, at least, in all four of these games. So where are we trending? They lose Ryan Helsley on Friday, 15-day IL. Elbow inflammation. You're 100 mile an hour, 7-for-7, and save opportunity closer. You have three starting pitchers on the shelf already. Eplin out for the year after three and what, two-thirds? Manbun gets hurt running in the outfield. And Trevor Rogers has the flu, which is going to cost him two starts. Not to make, you know, I'm going to make excuses, but they're not the main reasons. Your starting second baseman, who was the number one pick in the draft, is still sitting in the dugout with a thing on his hand. You saw him yesterday.
Took Jack, batting practice.
Yeah,
least.
But he's not rehabbing. Let's put it that way. And your starting third baseman, who's an all-star level player, which is proven because he was an all-star, Jordan Westberg, you haven't gotten an inning out of either one of those guys at the major league level. But there are still too many players not performing up to expectations. Alonso's starting to heat up. Gunner's had a frustrating year. He's hitting his home runs, but his batting average is barely above the Mendoza line. Kowser's become the fifth outfielder for all intents and purposes. Defensively, they stink. They just got Kittredge back and Aiken back, and they've both been bad since Ooh. They've come back. And Kittredge in the eighth inning. That was really
batting practice.
Did you bet on the Yankees last night? I mean, for real. So that this has been a disaster. And now the injuries are piling up. So you want to salvage this one tonight. And it's going to be a tall order. For sure. And then you go to Miami. And who knows? I mean, the Orioles right now, season high, four games below 500. They just cannot get any traction. They had that win. Since they came from behind to beat Arizona on that Monday night where they were down 7-1, which I believe put them at 9-7. They're 6-12. And Nolan, get in here. We were talking about how they haven't really been blown out. Well, they're starting to get their asses kicked now because the bullpen's getting gassed. How about Tyler Wells getting sent back to the minor leagues because they want fresh arms? I didn't understand that move at all. And this guy's come back from Tommy John, thought he may have been part of the rotation, readjusted his role to a bullpen role. And granted, he wasn't all that great to start the season, but you look at him with a straight face and say, we're sending you back to the minor leagues because we need fresh arms. I mean, well, why don't you just start it to get through the sixth inning? And, you know, maybe these arms could get a little fresher. So right now, the Orioles are a bad baseball team. I mean, the record speaks for itself. Defensively, they're terrible. Offensively, they are inconsistent. And now they're banged up. And they've got a ton of significant injuries on top of it. So they're barely above the Red Sox, who just dropped 2 out of 3 to the Astros at home. Toronto's passed them. The American League, thankfully, is as mediocre as it can get outside of New York and Tampa right now. But the Orioles are teetering. And we talked about it last week. Are they about to go into they've lost 14 of 16 like they did last year, which cost Brandon Hyde his job? Or can they at least be a 500-y team? I mean, tonight, I never bet against the Orioles. But if I was a betting man, I'd put a lot of money on the Yankees in this game this evening.
Big concern for me is the fact that it's the Yankees, first and foremost. I mean, if you swap them out with the Dodgers this weekend and the Orioles get blown out, they get embarrassed, they lose 3 straight, we're upset, we're disappointed. But you say, oh, it's the Dodgers, right? National League, they're supposed to be good, they're a powerhouse, blah, blah, blah. We didn't really learn anything this weekend. To me, this weekend was sobering, in a way, for the Orioles. It was a punch in the face. It should have been a wake-up call if they didn't have one yet to say, all right, even those of us that were on the more positive side, which basically boiled down to, all right, they're treading water, they'll get it figured out eventually. I don't know how you can have any sort of positivity today or any sort of silver lining, because the team that you're going to have to go through to get to where you want to go, at least on the American League side of things, is the Yankees. They are the standard for the division and for, quite frankly, the entire league. So if you can't beat them, if you're going to get outmatched, outclassed is really the way you should call it, talent-wide, all across the board, then, yeah, I'm going to start panicking here. I know we get them in again here in another couple weeks or so, and that'll be another test maybe. But for now, man, it didn't even look like two teams that belonged on the same field together.
They've lost how many games at Yankee Stadium? 8 or 9 or something crazy like that. And they're 0-7 against lefties because they lost yesterday to Max Fried. Now, Schlittler, I got to watch how I say his name because I'm about to start getting, you know, the bleep button. But he's just dominant. He could, like, throw at his feet right now and probably get the Orioles in a tough situation. Yeah, they are treading water. They're treading water, but the head's starting to bob a little bit below. You know what I mean? They're going to have to suck a little air. And they're still like, I'm still treading, but they're starting to gape a little beneath the surface. So the injuries are piling up. The inconsistent play from their stars is real. And even guys like Jeremiah Jackson, who were so brilliant, I mean, his batting average has now kind of plummeted in the 250s.
I mean, if you're Elias, Bob, and Nolan, I mean, you look at it, all right, my draft picks are not living up to expectation, number one. And then the guys that I signed, you know, to be the right-handed power hitters, all right, you know, they suck on defense. That, you know, you gave up all your defense. There is nobody that, And the guy who they paid the most money for was supposed to be the worst defensive player. He's your best defensive player.
And his bat started to come alive.
Yeah.
Tyler O'Neill has how many extra base hits this year? One?
How about in the outfield? He looks like a fish out of water.
Yeah, I mean, he made the one, like, you know, interesting
but
catch.
But, I mean,
there.
Like, Judge makes that catch, you know, with Ward over the fence was a beautiful catch.
Yeah, to Friday and yesterday.
So but I mean, it just
owes them.
Right now, the roster that he put together, Bob, is not a pretty roster because defensively missed the boat.
Well, what do we say going into the season?
Defense.
Outfield defense and bullpen.
Yeah.
And the bullpen was exceeding expectations. For the most part.
The other thing I'd look at, Bob, is the trainers and the strength coaches. I mean, the Ravens changed theirs when they got all those injuries. I mean, they're falling off. You know, I mean, Bob, everybody's getting hurt.
Well, the Orioles clean house 2 years ago with Brian Ebel and all those guys who had been around forever. Getting back to muscles real quick. Extra base hits. He has more hit by pitches than extra base hits. He's been hit twice, and he's got one armor. No doubles? Are you kidding me? And now they have. And look, I'll be the first one to admit I'm wrong. And I still don't think the season's over. But, man, it's just you're like four main pitchers are gone. Rodgers is going to be back here probably in time for his next start. He'll miss a couple starts.
But he hadn't been pitching well.
Yeah, he was on the struggle bus. And when the hell's Helsley coming back? But anyway, this is bad to watch. And Tyler O'Neill is just unimpressed. Colton Cowser, he has become a below average player. And you don't think he's domed up right now?
Oh, yeah.
Taylor Ward, okay, gets on base a lot. And he's got a lot of doubles, but he only has one homer. This guy hit 35 home runs or whatever it was at 20-some the year before for the Angels. And he does kind of set the table at the top of the lineup.
For both teams.
Yeah. But Adley's had a good year, and he's acceptable
Besaios
defensively. But it's right now it's a bad team. And at 100%, we haven't seen him at 100%. I will go with that. We have not seen the team that Mike Elias envisioned on the field at the same time.
But none of those guys, Bob, all the outfield is there.
Yeah, some of them are just sucking. Pretty much. Well, your starting center fielder opening day, Colton Cowser, now can't get off the bench. All right. If you're going to run hot, I'm not running hot. I'm just running like, the hell. I'm in, like, what the hell mode? Because I'm anticipating a sweep. Then you go to Miami. Then the A's and Yankees come in next week when they reconvene Oriole Park Canyon. It's in May right now. So 15-19. They've lost four in a row, all by five runs at least. So if you want to sit here and land based, we're listening. Rookie camp for the Ravens happened this weekend. We'll get into that. So stick around. We got a lot to get to. It's a Monday. It's Vinny and Haney, Bob Haney. It's Rod and Nolan McGraw. It's beautiful. It's going to be in the 70s today. Let's celebrate that at least.
This is the Fan, baby.
Big Bad Morning Show. Vinny and Haney. Inside access. Live on YouTube weekdays 6 till 6. Search Baltimore 105.7 The Fan. Subscribe for daily shorts right to your phone and never miss what you missed. The Fan.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
The Vinny and Haney Show, sponsored by Valor Roofing. Trust your home to Valor.
Orioles and Yankees coming up tonight. Yankee State in the Bronx. Sam Schlittler for New York, 4-1 with a .150 earned run average. They are 23-11, 11-5 at home. You know, Shane Baz and the Orioles. Shane Baz, 1-2 with a .450. Birds, 15-19, 6-10 on the road. Losers of four in a row, all four losses by five runs or more. They have dropped to fourth place in the American League's Eastern Division. And before we get back to the calls, speaking of the Yankees and Baltimore, John Sterling passed away today at the age of 87. Longtime voice of the Yankees. It is high, it is far, it is gone, and the Yankees win. The Yankees. He did the Baltimore Bullets games here in 1970 and 71, the year they lost in the NBA Finals to Kareem, Bobby Dandridge, Oscar Robertson, and the Bucks. He did Morgan State football for many years in the 70s. Was in Atlanta doing the Braves games on WTBS.
Wow.
Before he got the Yankee gig, 87 years old. So John Sterling, who had roots here in Baltimore for a while, became synonymous with Yankee baseball for the better part of 25, almost 30 years, passing away today. So longtime voice, recognizable voice, whether you're a Yankee fan or not, John Sterling, paying tribute to him passing away this morning. So there you go, John Sterling. Hit a home run in the sky, my friend. Orioles trying to avoid the sweep tonight. Ravens rookie camp. Vinny was out there, what, half hour? Is that what it is?
We got like 35 minutes, something like that. You know, we got stretch, special teams, and then they did give us some individual stuff.
So we'll get into all of that and more, but let's get out to the phones. Go to William in Northeast Baltimore. William, what's going on?
Good morning, guys. Good morning.
What's up, William?
I'm going to vent a little this morning.
Do you think?
Okay. When I was a kid, I was on a James Mosier Little League when they first started. I was 10 years old in 1960. And I sit on a bench a lot because I couldn't play a lick. And I started thinking about how the Orioles are playing. And this is Little League stuff. I'm going to give you a few examples. When I watched the game yesterday, it was a ground ball hit down the line. Kobe Mayo comes in.
Oh, the bunt?
It's a slow roller, but it's headed out of bounds. And he picks the ball up before it goes out of bounds.
Yeah.
That's Little League stuff. Tyler O'Neill was at the plate. And he hit a ball down the line. The ball dropped maybe 2 or 3 feet from the line, and he's standing at the plate looking instead of running. That's Little League stuff. So the outfielders, they can't track fly balls. They need to get Ricky Bradfield up here quick as they can and put him out there with Tavares, because this can't go on like this. So I think when you look at the lineup, when you look at the averages, you look at Kowser, Blaze Alexander, Kobe Mayo, these guys can't hit a lick. They're hitting around 200. Something's got to be done. And Mike Elias going to have to be held accountable for some of this, because if you look at that lineup, if you have Henderson, Ward, Rutschman, Alonzo, Vassallo, Tavares, and Jackson, that's seven guys. If they all start hitting at the same time, we'll score a lot of runs. But it's all for naught if the outfielders can't catch the ball. So I'm going to hang up and listen to you guys as well.
There's William venting a little bit. Infielders aren't doing that great of a job catching it either. It's an inconsistent, banged up, aggravating, frustrating, annoying team to watch right now. And absolutely, Mike Elias is the one that you hold accountable for, because he built the team.
Yep.
Injuries are a problem, though. I'm not trying to make excuses for them. But your studs got to start. Somebody's got to step up and carry. There's no guy on the team. Like, Anthony Santander could get hot and carry him for 3 or 4 games through a series and get a big hit. Now your closer's gone. So if you're in a safe situation, which they haven't been in 5 days, who's your closer? Who's closing games for the Orioles? Yadier Cano has had a fabulous bounce-back season. But history has proven he's not a closer. Keegan Aiken, not a closer. Andrew Kittredge, not a closer. Nunez, he's starting to get hit a little bit here. Do we go Rico Garcia?
I mean, he's the best one thus far.
He appears to be the guy, but they've got a dilemma. They got a lot of them, as a matter of fact. Let's go to Joe in Woodbury. Joe, what's up?
Hey, I heard you trying to come up with a word. You said a couple of ones, but my word is laughable.
It's laughable the way, hey, and that guy just got off the phone. I'm going to call him Wisdom with Wim because he said a lot of stuff. I was just nodding my head. But it's laughable the way they play. And to pick up a ball when it's about to go foul, I don't want to call them stupid, but sometimes they play stupidly, you know? So, you know, I mean, they're not doofuses, but what's, and I heard, and I'm only calling because I heard Quick Draw say the word panic. We're beyond panic. But you know what's going to be real? If Elias is able to stay beyond this or next year, because he bought the groceries, he's putting them on the table. And to me, man, between offense and defense, defense is what stops offense. If you got somebody out there throwing that thing out there and they can hit it on the ground, it should be sucked up and thrown. They should be thrown out. But if you got somebody who can't turn a routine double play or throw a ball from third base or track a ball outfield, if your defense sucks, I can get out there and beat you by myself. So, and then you got your offensive players, or we got all these good big bats. They're striking out more times than they even coming up to the plate. So it's laughable. So that's all I do. I don't have no expectations on them, but I don't think it's going to turn around this year. Everybody's saying, well, we got about another 130-some games left.
34 games in.
All right. I'm going to tell you right now, if the Orioles win 70 games, they'll be lucky. And that's all I got to say. Oh, take it easy, bro.
All right. Thank you. There's Joe Woodbury. 70 games.
Woo.
That would be a very underwhelming performance. That's, geez, even more crappy than last year. Because we kind of knew by this time last year they weren't good. We're kind of leaning in that direction right now.
I hope you mean 70 the rest of the way. Like 70 out of the 120 plus,
oh,
not
then
70
win 85?
Total. Well, it's a little nicer than 70.
I think he was going with a hard 70 total.
Well, what did Albie say after? The team's got to decide what direction they're headed.
And he's getting pissed because he was with Cleveland Fundamentally Sound. I guess the Giants, when Kapler was the manager, they were more analytic driven because he was kind of off the beaten path with his managerial style. But said it before, I'm going to say it again. You didn't notice this in spring training that this could be a dilemma for you?
It's been from the get-go.
Yep. We'll come back, take more of your phone calls at 410-583-1057. Matt Weirich, Baltimore Sun, joining us at 11:30. Talk about the series that was in the Bronx. Well, it's not over yet. Oh, my God, there's still another game to go. If they win tonight, how much better are we going to feel about ourselves if they could beat Cam Schlittler?
If you missed today's Big Bad Morning Show, have segments, hours, or full show delivered daily to your phone. Subscribe to the podcast and listen anytime on the free Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts. The Big Bad Morning Show, live on the Fan's YouTube channel, tomorrow 6 till 10, 105.7 The Fan.
All right, fellas, it's your buddy Bob Haney here, and let's get real. Got to get honest. We're not like we used to be in some instances. Not 22 years ago. So we got to come to some sort of reality that we need to up the game. And when you think about champions, you think about standing at the top of that podium, gold level championship stuff. You don't go to a game day just hoping that things work out. You want to be ready. No excuses, no late starts. And it's the same deal when it comes to satisfying your girl. That's why I've been telling you about Blue Chew, and now they've got something new, Blue Chew Gold. The stuff works fast, like 15 minutes fast, and it's designed to get your head and body right. No waiting around, no second guessing, just confidence when it matters. We're not 22. There's an upgrade out there. You take it. It's as simple as that. We've got a special deal for you, the loyal listener to 105.7 The Fan. Get 10% off your first month of Blue Chew Gold with the code BOB1057. That's promo code BOB1057. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And as always, we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring. It's time to rise to the occasion, if you will. And Blue Chew Gold is taking it to the next level. So go to BlueChew.com, use the promo code I just told you about, Bob1057, and keep that loving from getting old with Blue Chew Gold.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're thinking about it,
every day,
we're talking about it.
That's what I'm talking about.
105.7 The Fan. From the OuchGuy.com sports desk, here's Joe LaCroix.
The O's weekend ended on a down note yesterday with an 11-3 loss to the Yankees, where the Birds unraveled in the eighth inning. New York pushed across seven runs against Andrew Kittredge to effectively squash any hopes of a late comeback. It was Baltimore's fourth straight loss as their record hits 15-19 overall. And though you could still argue that the season is still young, skipper Craig Albernaz feels that his guys are already at a crossroads.
For me, it's at a crucial point where what team do you want to be? We can fold up, you know, and just thinking that everything will turn around just by itself, or we got to put the work in and really make this happen.
Thankfully for the O's, the rest of the American League is struggling as well. Baltimore is currently just one game out of a wild card spot. The O's will look to salvage the series this evening in the finale of their four-game set with the Yanks, and the fam will have your pregame coverage with Baltimore Baseball Tonight, presented by Jerry's Home Services, beginning at 6 p.m., leading you up to first pitch just after 7. Shane Boz gets the start for the O's. New York counters with Cam Schlittler. Your Monday forecast from the Bob Bell Automotive Weather Center. Partly cloudy skies and growing warmer, highs in the mid-70s. This Fan Flash is sponsored by Lincoln Tech. For 80 years, Lincoln Tech grads have made a difference in their communities. The skills you learn go with you everywhere. Classes start this month. Visit lincolntech.edu. I'm Joe LaCroix, Ravens Terps, and your home for the most Orioles coverage. We are 105.7 The Fan.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, quick draw on the side of glass. No real musical themes on a Monday. We just kind of go with the flow. Orioles flowing down the circular drain. At this time, losers of four in a row, all four losses by five runs at least. Tonight against New York, Shane Boz will try to stop the bleeding. Cam Schlittler probably going to give the Orioles a rough time on the mound, throwing his 99-mile-an-hour multiple-pitch mixed stuff. I will say this. I was very impressed with Trey Gibson yesterday.
Yes.
I thought he had a nice pitch mix. Defense didn't do him any favors. He made two mistakes to two guys that are among the leaders. I mean, Ben Rice is having a monster year. He got hurt yesterday. Hand contusion. Aaron Judge hit his 13th homer. So he kept it. When he left the game, it was 3-3. Things got out of control when the bullpen came in. Wolf Ram and then Andrew Kittredge. I mean, that's talking about flushing. He'd like to flush that thing. But got to get it together, man. Good thing for the Orioles and for anyone that's not New York, Tampa. American League's extremely mediocre. Ugh. Extremely. Kansas City's starting to pick up the pace, even though Bobby Witt's not exactly knocking the cover off of the ball. I think 83 wins, the way things are rolling right now, might get you in.
Well, the Orioles are what, Bob? A game out of the wild card right now, and they're 4 games under 500.
Yeah, they haven't sniffed a win since last Thursday around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and then they've been puffy-pantsed ever since. That's the concerning part to me, because they were competing pretty much every game. Now they're getting their pants pulled down in that Heine-spanked orange. All right, let's go to Warren in Owings Mills. Warren, what's up?
No one took my call. I told him it's getting late early, and that's where we are. We got 9 games coming up after this against Miami, who's playing pretty well. The A's, who I think are battling first place in the
A's. They're in first place.
Yeah, they're in first. And then the Yankees again. If we can't go 5-4 in these next nine games, which after tonight, which I think we're going to lose, I think we're in trouble. And now, one thing, I got to disagree with you guys a little, because you talked about the lineup that we put out there yesterday. Other than Weston Wilson being at third, you should have had Alonzo playing first for the DH and put Mayo at third. But Gunnar had to be out of the lineup. Gunnar can't hit left-handers to save his life. And there was a stat, I think Friday night, I think Kevin Brown said it, when Gunnar struck out the first time in the first inning, you know, we had 6 right. In the first two innings that night, but Gunnar has struck out 47 times. 47 times. We're 20% into the season. He's on a pace to strike out 228 times.
That's terrible.
Those are worse than Dave Kingman. At least Dave Kingman back in the 80s hit 40-some home runs every year. Gunnar is playing himself out of millions of dollars every series. It's starting to look like we might have been lucky. Apparently, we tried to extend them, and he and Bauer
had a I'm not going there, A. Warren. Sorry, man, but the phone's kind of cracked.
Yeah.
I think we've identified the line that Jeremy was saying that's not good. Not you, Warren. The calls are great, but apparently there's a line here in our phone bank that's a little sketchy, and I think it is line 3. I don't know. Let's see what Seth has to say. Seth, how's your call going?
Bob, sir, what's up? How are you?
Great. It's line 3.
Yep.
What's going on, bud?
I'm gonna vent too, if you guys don't mind.
Do your
I'm
thing.
Play the Dan Aykroyd to Jane Curtin's ignorant bleep. Everybody's got to chill out, man. I mean, if you look around the league, nobody's performing up to expectation, and most of the teams that are playing well, sans the Yankees and the Dodgers, are surprises. Two, everybody in the game has injuries. Every team, everyone. And if you look at our game yesterday, I agree with the defense, that's a problem. But everybody regresses to the mean. There's ups and downs, and with 100 and some odd games left, Gunnar's not striking out 200 times. He's not. Pete Alonso, starting to heat up. I agree there's some issues in the outfield. If Elias did anything wrong, it was signing Tyler O'Neill. I get it. He sucks. But everybody's got to start watching the games and not living in the trauma of our past seasons, right? Like, you watch the games and you're like, oh, are we just going to suck again? And you start thinking about how bad we were last year. Or when we lose to the Yankees, you start thinking about those 90s teams when the Yankees would just come in and wipe the floor with us. Yeah, it sucks. But that's not the team we are right now, and I don't see that on the field. Because yesterday, other than Aaron Judge and Ben Rice, who are crushing everybody in the league, they're playing better than Maris and Mantle ever did. The Yankees were 1-for-16 against Trey Gibson. The bullpen can't save us every night. Those guys are getting taxed. And we will get healthier. We don't have Jackson Holliday. We don't have the team we constructed. And if you guys really want to talk like tit for tat, let's talk in 70. Let's talk in another 45 games. Because Adley's playing well. The pitching, the starting pitching has been our problem. Starting pitching and defense. Those are fixable. Both of them.
How do you fix the outfield? Because it's the same dudes.
Hey, thanks, Seth.
You know, that's the thing.
You know, you're going to have to. Enrique Bradfield's on the IL right now down in. He ran into the wall. Hurt his hand, and you know there's always been concerns about whether or not he can hit major league pitching. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again: if people want to repeat it, go ahead and repeat it. If the other 8 guys are doing their jobs offensively, you can afford him to hit 220.
Yep.
But just get on base, steal bases, play that to 80 defense, 20-80 grade. He's an 80 defender, which is the highest you can get. An 80 speed guy. Injuries are real. Your starting second baseman and starting third baseman have not played an inning for you this season. But the bullpen's now starting to get a little taxed. Your closer's gone. The offense has been unable to sustain rallies. And to their credit, before we get a break, get back to your phone calls. Line 3, no. That's the bad one. There's too many valleys, not enough peaks. And they did hang. They were tied with the Yankees, as Seth pointed out, when Gibson left the game. But they had the opportunity against Max Fried, who did not have his ace stuff, and let things slip away. And I would sign Gunnar, Warren, and I will respectfully disagree with you. If he agreed to take a contract extension today, I would sign that in a heartbeat. I think Gunnar's just running hot right now. Not hot offensively, he's just running hot because he's facing losing for the first time, and it's kind of extending for a minute. Now, what do you do? As Craig Auburn has said, you suck it up, work harder, and get it together. Stop waiting for things to happen. Make them happen.
Got a hot take? The Plaza Ford text line. 410-583-1057.
Memorial Day savings, they start now at Bel Air Hyundai, part of Jones Junction. Go see Kevin Brammer, the sales director, and get you a great sales experience. Save with 0% 60-month financing on 2026 Tucson's. Come see the 26 Elantra Hybrid. It gets over 50 miles per gallon. And make no payments till August 2026 on every new Hyundai. Got banks on site for instant credit approval. Now, Kevin, he's going to give you $500 more than CarMax for your trade. Get America's best 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty, owner assurance. Plus, you get Jones for a lifetime, which is my favorite. Free oil changes, free car washes, and an engine guaranteed for a lifetime. With over 2 million likes and reviews, you too. You can and will be a satisfied customer. How do I know? Been in every department, bought over 17 cars, and all from the birthday boy, Brian Kilby, the owner. Brian, happy birthday tomorrow. And that'll be a big day for you. Cinco de Mayo, got a little party for you tomorrow. Enjoy. Now, Memorial Day savings, they start now at Bel Air Hyundai, part of Jones Junction, 1504 Bel Air Road, only 15 minutes from the White Marsh Mall. See that great selection at BelAirHyundai.com. And get you a Jones Junction tag frame just like me, my wife, Vincent, Charlie, and Rachel.
This is an Odyssey Sports Minute.
This Odyssey Sports Minute is sponsored by Prevagen. Prevagen, made for your brain. And I think all the people that think Joe Mazzulla should be fired by the Boston Celtics, something is wrong with their brains. I know that the Celtics blew a 3-1 lead and lost to the 76ers on Saturday night. The starting lineup was wonky in Game 7. Do people realize that the Celtics were the 2 seed this year in the Eastern Conference without Jason Tatum for much of the year? I'm Nick Costos.
Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Monday. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw is on the other side of the glass. Orioles lost 3 in a row to the Yankees. They've lost 4 straight overall. Going back to the second game of the doubleheader against the Astros last Thursday when everything was glorious then. 2 grand slams, everyone, ELE, everybody loved everybody. And then Brandon Young got pounded. Then they go to New York, and they get clobbered in that game, Cade Povich. Kyle Bradish keeps walking people. He can't throw strikes on a consistent basis. And then yesterday, Trey Gibson kept him in the game.
Yep.
But the Orioles couldn't come through with a golden opportunity. Bases loaded, nobody out against Max Fried. Then the bullpen imploded, and there you go. Now Shane Boz will try to at least give him a fighting chance against one of the best pitchers this year in baseball, in Cam Schlittler. We got the Ravens rookie minicamp this weekend passed. Next week, the schedule release is coming out.
I read something now, Bob, where they may back it up another week.
Why not? Let's keep the tease going, because the week after that is OTAs.
Yep.
So why not? The NFL just flexing their muscles.
Yeah, they said the guy can't turn it in until Rodgers said it's okay. And then there's 5 games that, they're waiting on. And they had to wait till after the draft. And then they wait to see if Aaron Rodgers is coming back. And otherwise, Pittsburgh gets no game, no primetime games.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Let's hold the whole season up for a 43-year-old quarterback.
Yeah.
That's nice. We do know the Ravens will play week 3 in Brazil against Spain, right? Oh, it's Brazil.
Brazil.
Yeah, against Dallas. Dallas will be the designated home team in that one. So other than that schedule, we know the opponents. We just don't know the days and the times. Maryland lacrosse, man, for the first time in 22 years, not making the NCAA tournament. Get more into that during the whip. Why is that big news? Well, first time in 22 years, and they were the number one team preseason in the country and didn't even get to the dance.
How about the year that Maryland men's sports
rough year for Jim Smith.
Yeah.
Let's go to Kevin in Ellicott City. Kevin, what's up?
What's going on, Vinny and Bob?
What's happening?
Well, we definitely got some lineup turbulence with the Orioles, that's for sure. It seemed kind of simple for a couple weeks there, right? We kind of had some guys that you felt like you could put in the lineup and create some offense. But the one guy ain't wrong. I mean, And the other man, I don't disagree with him either. I don't think Gunnar is going to necessarily strike out 250 times, but when the analytics is pointing to that's what could happen, it's still a possibility, of course. Bob, I think defensively, Bob, we should just move the outfielders all the way back to the wall, bud. Just move them all the way back. Keep the ball in front. Throw it to the cutoff guy every time, no matter what. And then toss it back to the pitcher.
Yeah, even if they play in, it's not like they're throwing anybody out.
No, you know, and their accuracy on the throws is not good either.
Yeah, it's a challenge team, Kevin, and we joke about it, but because it's become laughable, to use the word from Joe and Woodbury. And I don't think there's any improvement in sight unless all of a sudden Colton Cowser. Let's look at it this way: Colton Cowser's not in tonight's lineup against a right-handed pitcher.
Yeah.
Why don't just send him to Norfolk? I mean, what are we waiting for here? And Mike Elias said to us when we were there a couple Fridays ago that that's not the plan to send him back to the minor leagues. But if he's literally riding the bench every game outside of pinch hitting situations, and they've been getting clobbered lately, so they don't need him as a defensive replacement. Thanks, Kevin. You know, just send him down to the farm, get him adept at swinging at these breaking balls, because nobody's going to throw him fastballs now, because that would be stupid. On their part, you got to improvise and adapt and overcome. And right now for Colton Cowser, he's in a bad place offensively. And if you look at his numbers, Tyler O'Neill's, I pointed them out, he has more hit by pitches than extra base hits. We're into the month of May. And this was a guy that was brought in here to replace Anthony Santander in right field. He has one more homer than Anthony Santander does. And Anthony Santander hasn't played an inning yet and might not play until September if he plays at all. Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, what's up?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
All right, what about you?
Hey,
Rashawn,
not bad.
Look kind of quiet in New York for you guys.
Yeah, man, you know, we, you know, well behaved. You know, like, you know, Dustin talked this little trash, of course, you know.
Well, you but, get him started, though.
Oh, if y'all see, so everybody putting the blame on me, you know. But, man, he put up a more, I tell you, he put up a fight in the Bronx than the Orioles did, though.
Yeah.
You that, man. But, listen, this Yankees team is just way better than us, man. You know, just, you know, ain't no other way around it. And I'll call Friday saying that hopefully we can come out with a 2-2 split. No. You know, that would be, you know, but I don't like that's going to happen. And with this guy on the mound tonight, it ain't definitely looking good.
Now, they're about to get swept four games, and, you know, this could be a five-game skid. Now, if they somehow rise up in surprise, now, Shane Boz has the potential to maybe give them a spirited effort off the mound. But if it's a close game, you know, the bullpen's now in a dicey situation.
Exactly, exactly. So, I mean, but listen, how do you look at the standings? So, we only a game back from the last wild card still?
Yeah.
After all this. Hey. But, and we got Miami coming up next, right?
Yes.
Are they struggling? I ain't
they're,
paying much attention.
They're below 500, like pretty much everybody else in that division.
Okay.
That ain't the Braves.
So, yeah, I mean, we go down there and take 2 out of 3. You know, we can be right back in the thick of things until we get more people back off the IL and just start figuring this thing out, though. But, like I said, I'm optimistic.
Like your positivity. Are you coming down Friday night for the bobblehead?
Of course, man. You know, Tupac's my favorite rapper. So, right. You know, I'll be definitely down there trying to get my bobblehead. By any means necessary, I'm getting a bobblehead, too. So, hey.
Well, we'll be at Pickles Pub. I don't know if we'll have any bobbleheads. We might have some hats or something to give away.
Oh, right, little floppy hats. I got about 1,000 of those things, man. I keep giving away, you know. But, all right, man. I'll let you tomorrow, Bob and Benny.
All right, Rashawn.
All right, Rashawn.
He stayed out of trouble, which is good. Rashawn and Dustin, if you're not familiar with Rashawn, he's on Facebook, Rashawn Thompson and his buddy Dustin, and they get a little wild. Vinny's intrigued by them. Vinny likes his old man stuff, watching crazy videos there. When we come back, take more of your phone calls at 410-583-1057. We'll get into the Ravens rookie minicamp, as Vinny got a half hour to watch what unfolded out at One Winning Drive. Diego Pavia was not made available to the media. I guess that was by design.
Big Bad Morning Show. Vinny and Haney. Inside Access. Live on YouTube weekdays 6 till 6. Subscribe for daily shorts right to your phone and never miss what you missed. 105.7 The Fan.
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.